The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris has been in the news a great deal recently because of the disastrous fire which occurred there several months ago. I don't remember how many times I've been there, but every time I'm there, I'm just awestruck, first of all, by the gracefulness and the beauty of it. It's just an incredible building. But I think most of all, I'm impressed by its overpowering strength. It's like a citadel. It's been standing since the 12th century, and it overshadows everything that's around it. I remember one time when we were there years ago, we climbed the tower, and I think there were six of us, and we were very comfortably standing inside the large bell. That's how big it is. And suddenly somebody said, "Uh-oh, it's 4 minutes to 12. You never saw so many people run down a flight of stairs so fast in your life." But if you want the best view of Notre Dame, you go out of the cathedral and walk along the side. It's built on an island in the middle of the Seine River. And way at the end of the island is a tiny little park dedicated to Pope St. John the 23rd. And if you turn around there, you get a view of Notre Dame that's just incredible. Way in the background are the front towers. And then you see this graceful Gothic architecture and these enormous, enormous flying buttresses which are holding it together. In Gothic architecture, they took the walls up very high and then they left openings for windows, which meant when they put a heavy roof on top of it, the walls would buckle out. And so they built these stone arches from the ground all the way up to a perfect point on the wall to perfectly balance it so that the roof, the walls would not collapse in and they would not collapse out. And you stand there looking at it, you're just overcome by its power and its strength. Obviously, it's not very strong. In fact, it's incredibly fragile, and they're not even sure that they're going to be able to save it. Every single one of us in this room are exactly the same way. I don't care what kind of a facade, what kind of a gruff exterior we might put on. We're very fragile inside. And we can be deeply hurt by what others say or do, or we can impose the same on others. If you're in school, bullying is the easy way out. Be the brave one in the crowd and reach out to that child who's different. You have no idea the scars that bullying can leave on one another. America is becoming more and more crass. There's a rise in anti-Semitism, in bigotry, in racism. We take the immigrant and criminalize them. That's not who we are, as Americans or as gospel people. We're very fragile inside, and we need to be mindful of that. When a man is made a bishop, he is given a coat of arms and picks a motto. Archbishop Gannon was Bishop of Erie from 1916 until 1966. He was the youngest bishop in America when he was named. He was the oldest when he died. He was baptized at St. Patrick's, made his first communion here, said his first mass here. And when he was made a bishop, he chose as his motto the Latin phrase, "Ut diligatus invicem," that you love one another. and the whole of the gospel can be reduced down to that, simply that we love one another. Amen.